Amazingly, I actually dragged Catherine along to see a musical, Into the Woods. And
yes.
I must say, Into the Woods reminded me of nothing quite so much as Fables, the comic book about various stories.
I flicked through when you've had copies, but I haven't actually read. But yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's a Stephen Sondheim musical. Mm. They basically merge about four or five different fairy stories together, including Jack and the Beanstalk,
Little Red Riding Hood,
Cinderella,
and little snippets of other ones.
Snippets of other ones. Mm. So that's the world we're in, and of course the whole story is told in song. So it is actually a musical.
It's very much a musical.
You don't generally like musicals,
no,
do you?
I don't. I have to say though, they put out this fabulous, rather than just like a single sheet flyer to tell you the fabulous of the movie, they put out this always little booklet, and that was so exceptional that I figured I may as well try the movie. And had Johnny Depp in it,
as the wolf. He was great. Meryl Streep played the evil witch.
Apparently she's got an Oscar nomination for it. I just heard this morning.
Good.
Does she deserve it?
She did a very good job.
Yes.
She was Meryl Streep being Meryl Streep, but, she did a very good job with it. Yeah.
And it had many of the elements of these stories, like, hair the colour of corn silk and... And this sort of thing. So that worked quite well.
Yep.
It felt like someone was telling you one of these stories.
It did. Basically, it was just they merged them all and based them all around, all fairy stories have the whole, what happens if you go into the woods? Generally bad things. So they're all woods-based ones, clearly.
Mm. Yes. And, of course, you got the usual wolf grandma eating... And our heroes are a baker and his wife who desperately want a child, and the deal they do with the evil witch is that if they bring her various things, including a hood the colour of blood. Unsurprisingly, the Red Riding Hood doesn't take kindly to the baker trying to mug her for her... clothes.
This is true. Yeah, Cinderella's not terribly cool about giving up a golden slipper either.
Not even to the prince.
No. And that was the best bit, I have to say. The prince. The prince was... Chris Pine played the prince, and Billy Magnuson was the other prince. And they had a fabulous bit singing together.
A duet.
Really It was an excellent duet, and basically anytime Chris Pine said anything, it was very, very good. I'll have to give him that. He was excellent.
Yes, and of course you have that wonderful line, I was taught to be charming.
Not sincere.
Not sincere, yes. Don't quite get the happily ever after, and things do go wrong in a disastrous way. And the giants don't take kindly to being ripped in terms of the goose and the golden eggs and the like. So,
well, they never did in the fairy tales.
Yes.
I always felt very sad for the giants. Just always seemed very unfair.
Yes. Mm. And Jack clearly is a bit of a simpleton.
Tracy Ullman as his mother is very good.
Mm. So it was a fun film.
It was
a musical.
They all sang their own parts, actually. All of the actors did sing their own parts, which was impressive. I didn't know they could all sing.
Mm.
I generally, as may have gathered, I don't really like musicals generally, but this was actually quite entertaining. Yeah. Mm.
So you'd recommend this to others?
To people who like musicals, definitely. But people on the fence might like it as well.
And people like fairy stories, they'll enjoy the mashup of the various stories and the various ways things go wrong.
Yes.
And you don't have any traditional happily ever after endings. There are always complications in this one.
Yes. No, it was good.